Haiti's earthquake has impacted the church. Part 3 of our series on genocide in Burma, and a Christian television network is offering a safari service? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-funded news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. People are attempting to restart their lives in Haiti. GAIN USA President Dwayne Zook, who's in Haiti now, says the rebuild process is slow, but one church is booming.
Prior to the earthquake, the church was about 1,000 people. On Easter Sunday, about 1,300 were baptized. And as I talked to the pastor this week, now they have between 8,000 and 9,000 people out every week.
As churches grow, aid does too. Zook says GAIN's 4 distribution centers and Haiti's churches have become virtually interchangeable.
All 4 distribution centers have now become churches. Churches, likewise, have become distribution centers. So it's going hand in hand as the aid meets the physical needs, the churches help meet the spiritual needs, and together communities are being changed.
Since there are still years of work to come, though, GAIN is sending medical, educational, and construction teams soon. If any of these fit your gifts, head to our website for details. Next, the tribal people of Burma continue their suffering. In the final part of our series on genocide in Burma, we focus on women and children. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, says thousands of tribals are being forced from their homes.
What we're hearing is that they're killing the men, and they're allowing the women and children to flee to Thailand to the refugee camps, and then the Thai government's going to force these kids and women back into Burma to clear out the minefields. So these kids will just be minesweepers and the women.
Typhoon Nargis has also orphaned many kids, but the government's ignoring them. Klein says while the situation is tragic, a ministry of prayer is emerging.
When we were with the refugees, the kids in the refugee camps, the orphanage, the kids get up at 4 in the morning, they read their Bibles, and they pray for the soldiers that killed their parents, that the soldiers will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Much more on this story can be found at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Meanwhile,
this man, Mossab Hassan Yosef, was really in quite a bit of danger of being deported after it was found, obviously, that he had some associations with the terrorist group Hamas.
But Yusuf's recent book, Son of Hamas, explains his story of turning on Hamas and working for an Israeli intelligence agency. He was granted asylum in the U.S. last week. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Yusuf Christian would have otherwise been killed for his disloyalty and conversion.
His case brings up a number of issues that Christians in the Middle East face on a regular basis, particularly those who do reject terrorism and who do embrace Christianity from a Muslim background.
Christians are threatened with death and even killed for their allegiance to Christ. Yusuf is safe in the U.S., but many believers remain in danger. Pray for their safety as they live for Christ. Meanwhile, having served Food for the Hungry since 2001, President Ben Homan is stepping down into a new role as president of John Stott Ministries. Assuming his position in the U.S. will be David Evans, who currently works as one of the 3 global executive officers. FH says Homan worked diligently to achieve their vision of meeting physical and spiritual needs, and Evans says he's honored to serve in this new capacity. And finally, Arab youth, musicians, and evangelists are going door-to-door from village to village and visiting viewers of Sat-7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa. Safari Service is a new program on Sat-7 that allows viewers to meet Jesus followers in person. Middle Easterners are being pleasantly surprised, as many are saying Christians are different than what they thought they were. Pray for Sat-7 as this ministry could impact thousands of lives. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.